The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 34, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on January 20th, 2010, in Lima, Peru.
So tonight we are reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 4, text number 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanenas tatvadarshinah tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya Upadekshanti te jnanam Ganinas tatvadarshinah. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Kamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa sagra jata sahagana raghunatan vita tam sajiva sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva. Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, in India, we have especially seen two different kinds of dogs. There are street dogs, and there are dogs who have mastiff. In Vrindavan town, we have seen the street dogs. They are the most pathetic creatures you have ever seen. Pathetic. They're skinny. Their hair has fallen off from skin disease. They have wounds all over their body from fights with other dogs. And they are starving. And whenever they come around, people throw rocks at them. When the dogs come around, then people throw rocks at them to chase them away. They're very, very lean and thin. But if you go to Juhu Beach, where all the millionaires take their morning walks, then you'll see the dogs with mastiffs. They are very stout and strong and jolly. So, just as there are two kinds of dogs, dogs without a master, and dogs with a master. There are two types of human beings also. Anatta and Sanatta. Anatta means without a master.
Anatta significa con maestro.
And Sanatta means with a master.
Y Sanatta significa con maestro.
If one has guru, he has spiritual master.
Cuando alguien tiene guru, un maestro espiritual,
and he is not in name only, but he is fully surrendered to his guru.
Cuando él es completamente rendido al guru,
then he is very nicely situated. He has full
Shakti
coming from his Guru Maharaj. But if he does not have a Guru, or even if he has a Guru, if he does not follow his Guru, if he does not obey his Guru, then he is just like street dog. Very, very lean and thin with no Shakti. Therefore, the Vedic scriptures tell us that you must have Guru. Tad viganartam sa guru meva bigat chat. Do you know the Sanskrit? If any of you studied Sanskrit, in Sanskrit, the verbal endings have different meanings.
En sánscrito, el
The same root is used, but it has different endings, and that changes the meaning. So you have the word gacchati, which means he goes. You have gacchanti, which means they go. And you have gacchat, which means must go. So the Mundaka Upanishad says you must go. Tad viganartam sagurum eva bigat chat. You must go to Guru. And Krishna is also saying, you go to Guru, you see.
Vamos al Guru.
Because if you don't go to Guru, you are simply nonsense.
Porque si no, no al Guru, él no tiene sentido.
You're simply street dog, that's all.
Simplemente es un perro callejero.
So how do you take Guru?
Así que ¿cómo tomas un Guru?
It's a matter of fashion.
Es un asunto de moda.
And that everyone else has Guru, so I will have mine too. No, Guru means where you surrender.
No, Guru significa uno está rendido.
Where there is no argument.
No hay argumentos.
Whatever Guru order he gives you, follow that instruction.
Cuando that's Guru ordena algo, tú debes seguir a esa instrucción.
If you're not willing to take Guru like this, then don't take Guru.
Si no hay uno seguir al Guru, no hay que tomar un Guru.
Don't be hypocrite.
No sea hipócrita.
It's better to be an honest street dog than a cheating dog with a master. So, how do you properly take shelter of the spiritual master? That is described here. Pariprasnena, that means by submissive inquiries. And sevaya, that means by rendering of service.
Significa por rendir servicio.
Upadekshanti means they will initiate you.
Y upadekshanti significa él va a iniciar de ti.
So, this is the qualification for becoming initiated.
Entonces esta es la cualificación para llegar a ser iniciado.
To inquire submissively and render service. You may say, why is service necessary? I'm a very big hombre grande. I don't serve anyone. I will inquire, but I will not render any service. As long as you don't render service, you will never realize the knowledge. You may have theoretical understanding of the philosophy, but you will only realize the philosophy to the extent that you have a service mood toward the spiritual master. So, I can just be very nice to my guru and I can be impersonal in my dealings with the other devotees? Just like in ISKCON, there's so many gurus, you see. Maybe 80 or 90 gurus now, you see. So my guru is good and I don't care about anybody else? Is that what the acharyas say? And no, it is stated by Narottam Das Thakur. As I pointed out last night in Miraflores. Anande bolo hari vaja vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava pade majai aman. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. Worship the Holy Dham. Always worship the lotus feet of Guru.
Siempre orar los pies del loto del Guru.
And who else?
Vaishnavas.
So if you don't worship the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas,
sin adorar los pies del loto de los Vaishnavas,
even if you worship your Guru and you serve him,
aun si uno adora al Guru,
if you're offensive towards other Vaishnavas,
pero se ofende a otros Vaishnavas,
then you're guilty of the third offense against the holy name.
Eres culpable de la tercera ofensa contra el santo nombre.
And the first offense against the holy name.
Y de la primera ofensa también contra el santo nombre.
Which means you'll never become perfect in Krishna consciousness.
Eso significa que uno nunca va a llegar a ser perfecto en conciencia de Krishna.
The only way to become perfect in Krishna consciousness,
la única manera de ser perfecto en conciencia de Krishna,
is to become perfect in loving relationships with the devotees,
es de tener perfectas relaciones amorosas con los devotos,
with the spiritual master,
con el espíritu master,
and with the holy names.
Con el maestro espiritual y con el santo nombre.
Just like we say Guru, Sadhus, and Shastra.
Es como se dice Guru, Sadhu, y Shastra.
Guru, that is our spiritual master.
Guru es el maestro espiritual.
Shastra is Prabhupada's books. And sadhus are the ISKCON devotees. So unless you have all three very good relationships, you will not be solid in Krishna consciousness. Just like this Prabhu here, he has a camera, you see, with a tripod. And how many legs are on this tripod? How many legs? There's three legs. It's sitting very nicely here on three legs, you see. Now, if we remove one leg, immediately it will fall down. If we remove two legs, and there's only one leg also, it will fall down. This apparatus or gadget will not be solid unless it has three legs. Anything less than three legs, it will fall down. So we have our tripod in Krishna consciousness. If any three of those legs are not strong, you will fall down in Krishna consciousness. You have Guru, your spiritual master. You have sadhus, the ISKCON devotees, and you have Shastra, Prabhupada's books. So you must read all of Prabhupada's books. You must attend as many classes as possible every week. So you become expert in these books. And you must obey your spiritual master. So in this way, if you have the ISKCON tripod, you will be pakka, you will be solid in Krishna consciousness. And if you're not solid in Krishna consciousness, we cannot guarantee what kind of birth you'll have in your next life. Therefore, become solid in your Krishna consciousness. Strictly follow the regulated principles. Otherwise, you're playing with fire. If a small child plays with fire, what will happen? He'll burn himself, you see. So don't play with fire.
No jueguen con fuego.
We have our regulated principles.
Nosotros tenemos principios.
No illicit sex.
No sexo ilícito.
No meat eating.
No comer carne.
No gambling.
No juego de azar.
No intoxication.
No intoxicación.
If you break these principles, you're risking your Krishna consciousness.
Si usted quiebra estos principios, hay un riesgo en conciencia de Krishna.
That you'll completely lose it.
Está completamente.
So do not break these principles.
No quebrar esos principios.
Be very strong in these principles.
Sean fuertes en estos principios.
And then you will taste the nectar.
Y ustedes saborearán un néctar.
Sweeter than the sweetest honey.
Más dulce que la más dulce miel.
oozing with unlimited oceans of nectar. Wouldn't you like to take the nectar in todos los momentos? Nectar, nectar, always tasting nectar.
Yes,
nectar in the morning.
Nectar en la mañana.
Nectar in the tarde. Nectar in la noche. Nectar mañana. Nectar, 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 nectar. You see, that is very, very dulce, dulcissimo. So if you want to taste that nectar,
entonces tomemos este néctar,
to get yourself a good tripod.
Y sean sólidos como un buen tripod.
Sadhus, guru, and shastra, you see. If you have these three things, you'll be the most happy man or woman in the whole world. Would you like to be the happiest person in the whole world? I can teach you how to be the happiest person in the whole world. You simply have to follow my instructions. And then I guarantee you'll be the happiest person in the whole world. No problema, señor. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Ahora yo voy a responder algunas preguntas.
Yes, Mataji.
Sometimes after initiation, the devotees break principle, and sometimes the devotees go to get the guidance of the senior devotee. They say, you have to pacify the house, even if you have to break the principle.
So what is the question? Is that bona fide?
Yeah.
Okay, tell it in Spanish now. Español.
Hay muchos devotos que después de tomar iniciación rompen los principios y bueno, después se acercan a un devoto mayor y el devoto mayor
sometimes some of our leaders in ISKCON have been giving the wrong guidance to the devotees. They've been telling the devotees that it's okay to have illicit sex for a household. Apparently these are leaders who never had a successful Krishna conscious household life. Maybe they were brahmacharis who became sannyasis, and they don't know how it's possible to give up illicit sex while you're living with a woman. But I know, because I've been living with a woman for how many years now? 30 years, almost 30 years, with no illicit sex ever, you see. So I know it can be done. I know it. No es difícil. Es muy fácil. All you have to do is remember Krishna. Remembering Krishna is more fun than having sex. So apparently these leaders who've been giving this advice, they never had a successful household life. And they can't conceive how it would be possible to remain in household life without having illicit sex. If any leader advises you like that, then tell them, please talk to Sankarshan Prabhu. Have those leaders talk to me. And I will straighten out those leaders, so they don't misguide the devotees of ISKCON.
No hay que malentrenar, malaconsejar a los devotos de ISKCON.
Any other questions?
Otra pregunta.
Yes.
¿Cómo podemos reconocer un devoto de ISKCON? ¿Cómo se puede reconocer un devoto de ISKCON?
How can recognize a ISKCON devotee?
How can we can recognize a ISKCON devotee?
An ISKCON devotee means He accepts Prabhupada's authority. And he also accepts the authority of the GBC, which Prabhupada had set up as the to manage ISKCON. Prabhupada had the GBC managing ISKCON for 6 years when Prabhupada was still here. He formed the GBC in 1970. So actually for 7 years the GBC was running the movement. In the beginning, Prabhupada managed everything, you see. He founded ISKCON in 1966. So for 4 years, Prabhupada took most of the management on himself. But he wanted to be able to have time to translate his books, you see. So in 1970, he formed the GBC. And then for 7 years, when Prabhupada was on this planet, he would have the GBC decide how the movement should be run. And Prabhupada himself obeyed the GBC. I will give you one story. Back in the old days, you didn't have all this security at the airport. So you could go right up to the gate to see your friend or your family member off on their trip, you see. Actually, in Melbourne, you can still do that. In Melbourne, Australia, you can still do that. They have a different rule at that airport. But in most airports, unless you have a boarding pass, you cannot clear security. But in the old days, there was no security. And everybody could go to the gate. So when Prabhupada would go to leave the city, the whole temple would go to the airport. Not only that temple, but all the temples within 500 miles, every devotee was there to see Prabhupada off at the airport. There would be hundreds and hundreds of devotees at the airport. So, the hallway was completely blocked and nobody could get through the airport. And the airport officials, they were very, very disturbed. And they said, "Can you please move? You're blocking the hall." They would tell one devotee, and not one devotee would move to clear the hallway. And they didn't know what to do. How are we going to get these people out of the hallway? They're blocking the hall. So finally they found one devotee who was a GBC man. One of the GBCs. They finally told one of the GBC men who was present. The devotees are blocking the hall. The devotees have to clear the area, you see. So the GBC man, he stood up on a chair. He stood up on it. The GBC man, the GBC devotee stood up on a chair. And he said, all ISKCON devotees should immediately leave this area. But not one devotee would listen to the GBC to get up to leave the area. Not one devotee would get up to leave. Not even one. Did you tell them that? Nobody would move. Except for one devotee. There was only one devotee who was going to obey the GBC. Can you guess who was that one devotee who was going to obey the GBC? Prabhupada. Prabhupada got up to leave the area because the GBC ordered that all devotees should leave the area. You understand?
Prabhupada would show that you must obey the GBC. Even though the other devotees didn't want to obey, Prabhupada showed that you, so I will obey the GBC. So if you're a real Prabhupada hombre, then you will follow the GBC and your temple president. You will not be independent. You'll always remain cooperating with the ISKCON leadership that Prabhupada gave us. We're not saying the leadership has to be perfect. They sometimes make mistakes. But you make mistakes too, don't you? Huh? Everybody makes mistakes. So just because the GBC made some mistakes doesn't mean we abandon the GBC. If you're married to a nice woman and she makes some mistakes, will you get divorced? Or you continue to accept her as your wife? We have to learn to forgive others for the mistakes they make, you see. So even if the GBC makes sometimes mistakes, still, Prabhupada told us that we should remain loyal to the GBC. And in this way, we keep ourselves together as a movement under the guidance of Prabhupada. A worldwide ISKCON. So that's what it means to be an ISKCON devotee. Okay, let's see. Let's have him, the cameraman back there.
Senior devotee and beginner devotee.
No, devoto antiguo, avanzado,
y un devoto mayor.
Which is the oneness, and the difference between a senior devotee and an advanced devotee?
Senior devotee
and advanced. Senior and advanced. Yes, I know the difference. An advanced devotee is automatically a senior devotee. Seniority is measured in different ways. Seniority is measured in different ways. If somebody is physically old, like an 80-year-old man, we give him respect for being an old man. You see, that is one type of seniority. He may be less advanced than somebody who's younger than him. But age is one way of seeing seniority. We always respect somebody as an older man. Even if he's less advanced spiritually. Another measure is, who got initiated first? If somebody was initiated before you, they're considered your senior devotee. Even if they are less spiritually advanced than you are, still you have to respect them as a senior. And another measure of seniority is how advanced you are. Just like in the when Parikshit Maharaj was leaving his body on the bank of the holy river, who spoke the Bhagavatam? A young boy, Shukadeva Goswami. His own father was present. He was considered his senior. Vyasadeva was present. But because of his advanced realization, you see. So there's at least three ways to measure seniority. Physical age, when you got initiated, and how much you are realized in Krishna consciousness.
You see.
So an advanced devotee is automatically senior.
by the third means of measuring seniority. But he will respect others for their seniority, even if it's only on the basis of the body or when they got initiated. He will respect the seniorities of others, even if they're less advanced than he is. Because in Vedic culture, we're always looking for different excuses for giving respect to others. Because the more you can give respect to others, the more you advance in Krishna consciousness. Oh, that's the fourth one, yes. Managerial position.
Y la cuarta es posición administrativa.
Our spiritual position.
Una posición espiritual.
That's another fourth one, thank you. Like sannyasi or guru or a GBC or temple president, regional secretary. We respect these positions also. Because someone has that position, that's right. So there's four things.
Así que son cuatro.
Gracias. Okay, what's next question here?
Okay, with all the respect that you deserve.
Él ha tocado un tema que es un poco controvertido.
You touched a controversial item, a controversial thing. Personally, I want that you talk more about that point.
Es el tema de los devotos brahmacharis que pasan a sannyasi.
It's about the brahmacharis who take the sannyas position. You were speaking.
Personalmente, lo que entendí es que un sannyasi no puede dar buenos consejos a un grihastha.
And personally, I understood that a sannyas can't give good advice to grihasthas.
Can or cannot?
Cannot. Because he has a grihastha life.
So in ISKCON,
a lot of us
actually, it's
gurus who are sannyasis.
It's not necessary. He can give good advice.
Él puede darte buenos consejos.
Shukadev Goswami, he was never a married man. But he gave very good advice on the whole science of bhakti. One can. It's not that you have to get married in order to be able to preach nicely to married people. Last night I gave a seminar on grihastha life at our Miraflores temple. And there was a brahmachari present then. Actually, two brahmacharis at least were present. And I said, someone may think, what is a brahmachari doing attending a grihastha conference? And I explained that if the brahmacharis will hear nicely the grihastha seminar, then they'll be able to give very good advice to grihasthas. So it's not that one has to go through household life to be able to preach about being a good householder. Simply you have to hear from someone who gives the correct knowledge properly. That's all. And repeat what you have heard. And repeat what you have heard. No problema. Okay, next question.
¿Por qué Krishna en el Bhagavad Gita habla de los yogis que fracasan? Si todos los yogis tienen que alcanzar la perfección, ¿por qué habla de yogis que fracasan?
Why is Krishna speaking in Bhagavad Gita about yogis who fall if all the yogis will obtain the perfection?
Yogis. Will yogis attain perfection?
Okay.
La consigna creencia de todos los maestros en ISKCON, de todos los devotos, es que todos debemos de alcanzar la perfección.
The ISKCON gurus say that everyone must
attain
perfection.
Who says?
Who says?
Who said it?
Devotees.
ISKCON devotees say.
ISKCON devotees say.
Yeah, exactly,
okay.
That we want to become perfect.
We want to become perfect. Very good.
Yeah, but why Sri Krishna is speaking about the yogi who fall, who has a problem of fall?
Why he told about a yogi who fell?
Yeah.
That's to warn you.
Simplemente para advertirte.
That's a warning.
Te está advirtiendo.
You can study what caused other people to fall down.
Si tú permaneces como las demás personas vas a caer.
Just like Ajamil, you see. You can study the fall down of Ajamil. Ajamil. You can study his fall down. You can study the fall down of Vishwamitra Muni. You can study the fall down of Vishwamitra Muni. And this way you can learn how to avoid falling down. What do you mean?
Which is the difference between the fall down of Vishwamitra Muni and Ajamil?
Oh. You know the story? Vishwamitra Muni, he was doing the Ashtanga Yoga system. He had come all the way to the samadhi stage of Ashtanga Yoga. But as soon as he was sitting there in deep meditation, but as soon as he heard the sound of Menaka's ankle bells, he thought, oh, a woman has come. Let me check it out. What's going on here? That was his fall down, you see. Ajamil, he knew it was Maya. He was going for service in the forest, gathering some wood. And he was doing some service in the forest. And by chance, he happened to see a Shudra, a man and woman, have an illicit sex in the forest. He knew this is muy mala. I can't think about this. He tried to drive it out of his mind. But because he was not a full-on, he wasn't a completely fixed-up devotee, you see. He was just a brahmana. He wasn't able to drive it out of his mind. Because he was not... See, in both cases, they weren't devotees. Vishwamitra was a yogi. Ajamil was a brahmana. He was not a fixed-up devotee. So the lesson to be learned from both Leelas is, be a fixed-up devotee. And then you will never fall down. You just have to be fixed, that's all. Pakka Vaishnava.
If we are very low people, can we serve Krishna?
The more you consider yourself low, that is your qualification. Narottam Das Thakur says that, my dear Lord, you are Patita Pavanam. You are the savior of the most fallen. If you examine everyone, you will not find anybody more fallen than me. Therefore, my claim for your mercy is first. I am number one in the queue for your mercy. because I'm the most fallen of all the devotees.
Porque yo soy el más caído de todos los devotos.
So if you feel very fallen,
si tú te sientes muy caído,
then you are even more qualified to get the mercy.
Entonces tú eres más cualificado para tener la misericordia.
So there's no problem.
Así que no hay problema.
You just have to grab for the mercy.
Entonces vas a recibir esa misericordia.
You have to take the dust from the lotus feet of the spiritual master and smear it all over your body. Mahatpada, let's see, Mahatpada Raja Visho Vishekam. You must do Abhishek using the dust from the lotus feet of Guru. You take an Abhishek of Guru's foot dust. And then you will become saved from the clutches of
Maya.
So how do you get the foot dust from the lotus feet of the great Mahatmas? It's very simple, Prabhu.
Es muy sencillo, Prabhu.
You simply have to serve them.
Simplemente sirviéndolos
with love.
Con amor.
If you serve the Mahatmas with love, then automatically you're taking a Pada Raja Abhishekam, a foot dust Abhishek. Any other questions?
Very good. But
very good.
But we are really full without any pretension. We are full.
Okay. That's a wonderful realization, Prabhu.
Es una maravillosa realización. Somos tres.
Jai, if you don't think you're fallen, you'll go nowhere. If you think you're fallen, then you go somewhere.
Si ustedes piensan que no están caídos, no van a ningún lado. Pero si piensan que son caídos, van a avanzar.
Yeah.
There is another side of it.
Huh?
There is another side of it. Because I'm fallen, I'm not qualified for service.
Y hay otro lado que dice que si yo soy caído, no estoy cualificado para hacer servicio.
This is called a lame excuse.
Esa es una excusa calelemia.
Someone says, well, I can't do it. I'm not someone, because if someone may be lazy and puffed up, they don't want to do any service. Someone they're asked to do some service, they say, oh, I'm not qualified to do that service. This is called cheating. They make a show of being humble, but actually it's their false pride. Yeah.
How come I know that Paramatma is saying something or is my mind?
Ask your spiritual master. That's how you know. He's the external manifestation of Paramatma. He can tell you. Next question. No.
No.
Everybody can become Krishna conscious.
Todo el mundo puede.
So that means we can only distribute books to the ISKCON devotees?
¿Solamente los devotos de ISKCON distribuyen libros?
Our program is distribute Prabhupada's books to everyone. Let everyone become Krishna conscious. I mean, they're very serious to become advanced in Krishna conscious. They will join this movement. We want everyone to be Krishna conscious.
Queremos que todo el mundo se vuelva consciente de Krishna.
Yeah.
he's speaking about another branch of sampradayas.
They have Krishna consciousness. We don't say they're not Krishna conscious. Well, we do say that by rejecting Prabhupada, which we're seeing how they are doing. In some, I don't know about all cases. We see that in most cases, they actually reject Srila Prabhupada's teaching. So that means their Krishna consciousness will not be very advanced.
Entonces, en su conciencia de Krishna no les va a ir muy bien.
They remain neophyte.
Entonces, ellos permanecen ahí abajo.
Yes, that we see. Yeah. They are Krishna conscious, but they are kanishta, neophyte.
Ellos son conscientes de Krishna, pero son kanishta.
If you want to become elevated to the highest platform,
then
one should stick with Prabhupada's movement, you see. Here you will get the best facility to become a Mahabhagavat.
To me that in the first the chant was 64 rounds.
Entonces, ¿cómo es que ahora los devotos cantan?
Then,
who is they?
¿Quiénes cantaban 64 rounds?
O sea,
los devotos, ¿de dónde? ¿De la Gaudiya Math? ¿De Deiko? No.
Discípulos de Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
The disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati chanted 64 rounds. How the people is right now chanting only 16 rounds?
Yes, Prabhupada instructed his disciples.
Sorry. ¿Cómo es que Srila Prabhupada cambia esa instrucción?
How Srila Prabhupada changed it?
Yes, because the devotees couldn't do it.
Porque si los devotos no lo podían hacer.
He told them to chant 64, they couldn't do it.
Él le dijo que cante 64,
they weren't able to. So he said, okay, 32. And they couldn't do that either.
No podían hacerlo tampoco.
So he said, okay, 16, but nothing less than that.
Y dijo, okay, 16, pero menos no.
That's Prabhupada's mercy.
Esa la misericordia de Prabhupada.
I see so many people, they can't even chant 16 rounds.
Yo conozco tanta gente que no puede cantar ni siquiera 16 rondas.
They have great difficulty chanting 16 rounds.
Entonces, tienen problemas con su canto.
So with 16 rounds, that is Prabhupada's kindness. The injunction of Krishna is satatam kirtayanto mam. You should constantly, 24 hours a day, chant my names. So Prabhupada has given the concession, we can chant 16
rounds.
That is his mercy. But we are not, in it. He is the founder acharya of this institution. That remains the law for ISKCON. Nobody can change it to 8 rounds or 4 rounds.
No.
Every ISKCON devotee must chant at least 16 rounds for the next 10,000 years. That rule, as long as this movement is going on, that rule will be in place. If you have time to chant 6, do you have time to chant 64 rounds every day? We have it on our beads, you know. If you noticed on the beads, there's 16 beads on one side and 4 on the other. Anyone have beads like that? Counter beads? Anyone have their japa here?
Yeah, no.
You have 16 on one side and 4 on the other? That's the standard. In Vrindavan, those are the standard counter beads. They have 20 beads on them. You have that standard? You have that? In Vrindavan, you buy the counter beads, there's 20 beads in there. Why 20? Because you put it on your bead bag, 16 on one side and 4 on the other side. If you come tomorrow, I'll show you in the temple room my japa mala. So, does somebody have it here? 16 and 4? Let's see. 16 and 4? No, there's only 16. Yeah, here it is. Give me. Okay. You see, on this side, these are the proper counter beats. On this side, there's 16 beats. And this side, there's 4. So why is there 4 over here? So devotee, you see, he chants 16 rounds. He finishes 16 rounds. Then he pushes, he pulls one over, you see. And then he does the 16, and he does another 16. And then he does, then it pulls the second one down, see. And then another 16, and he pulls this one. You see, and another 16, and he pulls this one. 4 times 16 is 64. The standard counter beads have 16 on one side and 4 on the other side.
If
you can't chant 64 every day, then on Janmashtami you may want to chant 64. Or near Jalakadasi, you see. In this way. So if you have that inspiration, you can do 64 rounds on special days, you see. Gaur Purnima. Prabhupada's Vyas Puja Day, see. Any other questions? If you are Krishna conscious, then Krishna is fully manifested in your heart. Krishna and his remembrance are one and the same. When you remember Krishna, then Krishna is present in the form of your remembrance of him. Any other question? Okay, so now the prasadam is going out. We'll go ahead and stop here. Now, I'm not scheduled to give a lecture tomorrow night on the bulletin board. But I'm not leaving for the airport until 9 p.m. So I could give a lecture tomorrow night too. You would like to me to do? All right. Tomorrow night will be my last lecture for 2010 here in Lima. So we thank you all very much, and we'll see you for Bhagavatam class in the morning. And here, everything right here, 6:30 in the morning, Bhagavatam class, and 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Bhagavad Gita class. Granta Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.